You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 51. We're continuing in the book of Exodus, and God continues to lay out His plans for His holy tent and for the uniform that His priests will wear. I mean, if God can design the universe, then certainly He can design the uniforms for the people who work for Him. And this person has a name, and that's Moses' brother, Aaron. And he gets a really cool uniform, but it does require a bit of searching for rare gems, minerals, and pure gold. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. Jesus is not the only person who was resurrected, because we hear about this little girl who everyone thought was dead, who then gets resurrected by Jesus. But even though Jesus' power seems great at this moment, He seems to be powerless when He returns back home. Stay with us to find out why.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Exodus 27, the altar for burnt offerings. And the Lord said,
Use acacia wood and build an altar. The altar should be square, must be 2.2 meters long, 2.2 meters wide, and 1.3 meters high. Make a horn for each of the four corners of the altar. Join each horn to its corner, so that everything is in one piece. Then, cover the altar with bronze.
Use bronze to make all the tools and dishes that will be used on the altar. Make pots, shovels, bowls, forks, and pans. These will be used for cleaning ashes from the altar. Make a grating for the altar, a network made of bronze, and put a bronze ring at each of the four corners of the grating. Put the grating below the ledge of the altar so that it reaches halfway down the sides. Use acacia wood to make poles for the altar and cover them with bronze. Put the poles through the rings on both sides of the altar. Use these poles for carrying the altar. Make the altar like an empty box, with the sides made from boards.
Make the altar just as I showed you on the mountain.
The courtyard around the holy tent. Make a courtyard for the holy tent. The south side should have a wall of curtains 44 meters long. These curtains must be made from fine linen. Use 20 posts and 20 bronze bases under the posts. The hooks for the posts and the curtain rods should be made from silver. The north side must also have a wall of curtains 44 meters long. It must have 20 posts and 20 bronze bases. The hooks for the posts and the curtain rods must be made from silver. On the west side of the courtyard, there must be a wall of curtains 22 meters long. There must be 10 posts and 10 bases. The east side of the courtyard must also be 22 meters long. Here at the entrance to the courtyard, one side must have curtains 6.6 meters long. There must be 3 posts and 3 bases on this side. The other side of the entrance must also have curtains 6.6 meters long. There must be 3 posts and 3 bases on that side. Make a curtain 9 meters long to cover the entrance to the courtyard. Make this curtain from fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn. Weave designs into that curtain. There must be 4 posts and 4 bases for that curtain. All the posts around the courtyard must be joined with silver curtain rods. The hooks on the posts must be made from silver, and the bases for the posts must be bronze. The courtyard should be 44 meters long and 22 meters wide. The wall of curtains around the courtyard should be 2.2 meters high. The curtains must be made from fine linen. The bases under the posts must be bronze. All the tools, tent pegs, and other things used in the holy tent must be made from bronze, and all the pegs for the curtains around the courtyard must be made from bronze. Oil for the lamp.
command the Israelites to bring their best olive oil for the lamp that must be lit each evening. This lamp is in the first room of the meeting tent, outside the curtain for the room where the box of the agreement is. Aaron and his sons will make sure this lamp is burning before the Lord every day from evening until morning. Israelites and their descendants must obey this law forever.
Exodus 28, close for the priests. And the Lord said,
tell your brother Aaron and his sons Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar to come to you. These men are the ones I have chosen from the Israelites to serve me as priests. Make special clothes for your brother Aaron. These clothes will give him honor and respect. I have given special wisdom to some of the skilled men. Tell them to make the clothes for Aaron. These clothes will show that he serves me in a special way. Then he can serve me as a priest. These are the clothes the men should make. The judgment pouch, the ephod, a blue robe, a woven long shirt, a turban, and a cloth belt. They must make these special clothes for your brother Aaron and his sons. Then Aaron and his sons can serve me as priests. Tell the men to use gold thread, fine linen, and blue, purple, and red yarn.
The ephod and the cloth belt. Use gold thread, fine linen, and blue, purple, and red yarn to make the ephod. This must be the work of a very skilled person. At each shoulder of the ephod, there should be a shoulder piece. These shoulder pieces should be tied to the two corners of the ephod. The men will carefully weave a cloth belt for the ephod. This belt must be made the same way as the ephod. Use gold thread, fine linen, and blue, purple, and red yarn. Take two onyx stones. Write the names of the 12 sons of Israel on these jewels. Write 6 names on one jewel and 6 names on the other jewel. Write the names in order from the oldest son to the youngest. Cut the names of the sons of Israel into these stones. Do this the way a worker makes a seal. Put the jewels in gold settings. Then put these two jewels on the shoulder pieces of the ephod. Aaron will wear this special coat when he stands before the Lord. And the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel will be on the ephod. These jewels will cause the Lord to remember the Israelites. Use fine gold to hold the stones on the ephod. Twist chains of pure gold together like a rope. Make 2 of these gold chains and fasten them to the gold settings.
The judgment pouch. Make the judgment pouch for the high priest. Skilled workers should make this pouch just as they made the ephod. They must use gold thread, fine linen, and blue, purple, and red yarn. The judgment pouch should be folded double to make a square pocket. It should be 22 centimeters long and 22 centimeters wide. Put 4 rows of beautiful jewels on the judgment pouch. The first row of jewels should have a ruby, a topaz, and a beryl. The second row should have a turquoise, a lapis lazuli, and an emerald. The third row should have a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row should have a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. Set all these jewels in gold. There will be 12 jewels on the judgment pouch, 1 stone for each of the sons of Israel. Each stone will be like a seal, the name of one of the 12 tribes cut into it. Use the chains of pure gold made for the judgment pouch. These chains must be braided like a rope. Make 2 gold rings and put them on 2 corners of the judgment pouch. Put the 2 gold chains through the 2 rings at the corners of the judgment pouch. Fasten the ends of the gold chains to the 2 gold settings on the shoulder pieces of the ephod. Make 2 more gold rings and put them on the other 2 corners of the judgment pouch. This will be on the inside edge of the judgment pouch, next to the ephod. Make 2 more gold rings. Put them on the lower part of the shoulder pieces, on the front of the ephod. Put the gold rings near the fastener, just above the cloth belt of the ephod. Use blue ribbon
to tie the rings of the judgment pouch to the rings of the ephod. In this way, the judgment pouch will rest close to the cloth belt and will be held against the ephod.
When Aaron enters the holy place, he must wear the judgment pouch. In this way, he will wear the names of the 12 sons of Israel over his heart, and the Lord will always be reminded of them. Put the Urim and Thummim inside the judgment pouch. They will be over Aaron's heart when he goes before the Lord. So when Aaron goes before the Lord, he will always have with him a way of finding out my decisions for the people of Israel.
Other clothes for the priests. Make a blue robe for the ephod. Make a hole in the center for the head, and sew a piece of cloth around the edge of this hole. This cloth will be like a collar that keeps the hole from tearing. Use blue, purple, and red yarn to make cloth pomegranates. Hang these pomegranates around the bottom edge of the robe, and hang gold bells between the pomegranates. So around the bottom edge of the robe, there should be bells and pomegranates. There should be a bell following each pomegranate. Aaron will wear this robe when he serves as a priest. The bells will ring as Aaron goes into the holy place to stand before the Lord. The bells will ring as he leaves the holy place. This way, Aaron will not die.
Make a strip of pure gold and carve these words into the gold like the writing on a seal. Only for the Lord. Fasten the gold strip to a blue ribbon. Tie the blue ribbon around the turban. The gold strip should be on the front of the turban. Aaron will wear this on his head. In this way, he will take on himself the guilt if anything is wrong with the gifts that the Israelites give to God. Aaron will always wear this on his head so that the Lord will accept the gifts of the people.
Use fine linen to weave the long shirt and the turban. The cloth belt should have designs sewn into it. Also make long shirts, belts, and special caps for Aaron's sons. This will give them honor and respect. Put the clothes on your brother Aaron and his sons, then pour the special oil on them to make them priests.
This will make them holy, and they will serve me as priests.
Use linen to make underclothes for the priests. These underclothes will cover them from the waist to the thigh. Aaron and his sons must wear these clothes whenever they enter the meeting tent. They must wear these clothes when they come near to the altar to serve as priests in the holy place. If they don't wear these clothes, they will be guilty of wrong and will have to die. All this should be a law that continues forever for Aaron and all his family after him. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. Jesus went back to the other side of the lake in the boat. There, a large crowd of people gathered around him on the shore. A leader of the synagogue came. His name was Jairus. When he saw Jesus, he fell down at his feet. He begged Jesus again and again, saying,
"My little daughter is dying. Please come and lay your hands on her. Then she will be healed and will live."
So Jesus went with Jairus. A big crowd followed Jesus, pressing him on every side. There among the people was a woman who had been bleeding for the past 12 years. She had suffered very much. Many doctors had tried to help her, and all the money she had was spent, but she was not improving. In fact, her sickness was getting worse. The woman heard about Jesus, so she followed him with the other people and touched his coat. She thought,
"If I can just touch his clothes, that will be enough to heal me."
As soon as she touched his coat, her bleeding stopped. She felt that her body was healed from all the suffering. Jesus immediately felt power go out from him, so he stopped and turned around. "Who touched my clothes?" he asked. Jesus' followers said to him,
"How can you ask who touched me, when there are so many people pushing against you?"
But Jesus continued looking for the one who touched him. The woman knew that she was healed, so she came and bowed at Jesus' feet. She was shaking with fear. She told Jesus the whole story. He said to her, "Dear woman, You are made well because you believe. Go in peace. You will not suffer anymore. While Jesus was still there speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. They said,
Your daughter is dead. There is no need to bother the teacher.
But Jesus overheard what the men said. He said to the synagogue leader, Don't be afraid. Just believe. Jesus let only Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, go with him. They went to the synagogue leader's house, where Jesus saw many people crying loudly. There was a lot of confusion. He entered the house and said, Why are you people crying and making so much noise? This child is not dead. She is only sleeping. But everyone laughed at him. Jesus told the people to leave the house, and he went into the room where the child was. He brought the child's father and mother and his three followers into the room with him. Then Jesus held the girl's hand and said to her, Talitha kaum! This means, little girl, I tell you to stand up. The girl immediately stood up and began walking. She was 12 years old. The father and mother and the followers were completely amazed. Jesus gave the father and mother very strict orders not to tell people about this. Then he told them to give the girl some food to eat. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Jesus left and went back to his hometown. His followers went with him. On the Sabbath day, Jesus taught in the synagogue, and many of the people who heard him were amazed. They said,
Who is this? Where did he learn all these things? How did he get such wisdom? Who gave it to him? And where did he get the power to do miracles? Isn't this the carpenter we know? Mary's son, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And don't his sisters still live here in town?
So they had a problem accepting it. Then Jesus said to them, The only place people don't honor a prophet is in his own hometown, with his own relatives and family. Jesus was not able to do any miracles there, except the healing of some sick people by laying his hands on them. He was surprised that the people there had no faith. Psalm chapter 24. A Psalm of David. The earth and everything on it belong to the Lord. The world and all its people belong to Him. He built the earth on the seas. He built it over the rivers. Who can go up on the Lord's mountain? Who can stand in His holy temple?
Only those who have not done evil and want to do what is right. Those who do not use my name to hide their lies, and those who do not make false promises.
Such good people will receive a blessing from the Lord. God will save them and reward them. That's what the people are like who try to follow God, who go to the God of Jacob for help. Selah. Gates, proudly lift your heads. Open ancient doors. And the glorious King will come in. Who is this glorious King? He is the Lord, strong and powerful. The Lord, the mighty warrior. Gates, proudly lift your heads. Open ancient doors. And the glorious King will come in. Who is this glorious King? The Lord, all powerful, is the glorious King. Selah. Thank you, everyone. That was day 51. Join us for day 52. We'll hear about the detailed ceremony for appointing the priests and hear about some other odds and ends, like the altar for burning incense and how to collect the temple tax. And in the book of Mark, Jesus sends out his apostles on a very important mission. Then we hear some more details on the death of John the Baptist. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.